Thanks for contacting Crafty Video Membership. My name is Teresa. May I please have your email address?
Yes, it is your, Y-O-U-R, Sassy Cinderella at gmail.com.
Can you spell out the other part for me, ma'am?
Yes, Y-O-U-R-S-A-S-S-Y C-I-N-D-E-R-E-L-L-A at gmail.com.
Okay, you were saying sassy. I didn't catch what you were saying.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am. I thought you said fancy.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am.
And I do see that you had a premium membership with us and it has expired. How can I assist you today?
Well, back when, before the changeover happened, I had purchased through Blueprint back in April of 2020. And mm-hmm. I never really figured out exactly what was going on there, if that was going to be carried over to Crafty, where I should have that through April, or if that just became null and void, because they never, like, refunded me or anything like that. I had bought that about a month before everything kind of went down. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with my membership that was Blueprint, which now is back to Crafty.
Yes, ma'am. So would you like a new membership?
Well, I just didn't know. I mean, my membership was paid for a year through Blueprint about a month before they sold to the new
company,
the new owners. And so I just didn't know if mine is supposed to still be active or not. Like, if they
No, ma'am. On this account, it says that you had a free 45-day Crafty membership. Let me see. Renewal product. Okay, so your sign-up date was September the 2nd of 2020. So it would, if the year were the case, then it would be September the 2nd of 2021 that it ended. But on this, it says that you signed up November the 3rd, 2020 for a free 45-day Crafty membership, and it expired a month later, which was in December.
Well, I still have the email where it shows my payments back in April.
And I don't see no payment. And you did say is your sassy Cinderella at gmail.com?
Yes, although, you know, I have another email. Let me make sure I didn't do it on, maybe I did it on that email. Let me try.
Okay, so we can try the other email and see about the account pulling up.
Yeah, maybe I don't know what the password would be for that. Let me try the lost password and see if it tells me anything before I make you have to do all that.
You can just give me the email and I can try to look it up.
Okay.
That's no problem.
It would be Heather,
H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Has, H-A-S. Style, S-T-Y-L-E.
Oh, you classy for real. Okay. Okay, and this account is active, and you do have an annual membership.
Okay, maybe that's what it is then, because I was trying to go back through my email and figure it out, and the first one that was coming up was the other one, so maybe that's why.
So, yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Does it show you when that one is active through?
Yes, ma'am. It don't expire until April the 21st.
Okay, that makes sense, then that coincides with the payment thing I was seeing. Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry.
And when you do, if you do decide to continue being a Crafty member, you do qualify for a $29.99 annual membership. So I can turn off your auto-renewal so that you won't be auto-renewed. And then you can go back in and sign back up with the promo offer of $29.99.
Oh, okay. So it would be better to say that one more time. So to... If it auto renews, it won't be the $29.99. But if I
That's
let it
correct.
Expire, then I can do the $29.99 yearly.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Okay.
So I have opted you out and submitted this for you. So when your account becomes inactive, you can just give us a call back and say, hey, I want to take that offer up for $29.99.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for the help.
Ma'am.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That'll be it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for contacting Crafty. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.